Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You're listening live. And yes, it's actually Thursday, February the 20th, 2014. And you're listening in on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And guess what? I just happen to be Pastor J. Rouse. Praise God. So you're all wondering, why is she tying up our system on a Thursday night? Praise God. We had some serious technical issues in our studio system yesterday. It looks as though somebody tried to interfere or hijack and attack the signal. So anybody on the Blog Talk system literally was so messed up yesterday, it wasn't funny. and not everybody could do their show. Some people were stuck in their show, and I could have proceeded and did the show, but then you'd have to listen to me talk for 2 hours and no music, nothing. And we had a special guest that was appearing as well. So praise God. But today is another day, and the Lord brings new mercies each day. Praise God. Now, we do have a special segment today. This is our Black History edition. And this is very unique because, I'm a black person and I'm a black female, praise God. So I like to think I have extra blessings attached to me, praise God. But we are all God's children. And so we're going to hear some history and get some more information. And next week's edition is going to be phenomenal. We have an amazing, amazing, amazing guest and a mentor of my very own. Next week, if you join us, you'll not only get some ultimate black church history, you'll learn about a very powerful man that I was actually following into ministry after so many years of his founding of an amazing Methodist church. And you'll just get to meet who we call Reverend or Presiding Elder Ann Henning Byfield, wife, mother, grandmother, just amazing woman of God. And she's also running for bishop in 2016 to the AME Church, which stands for African Methodist Episcopal Church. And she's a woman that I've admired for many years and followed for so many years. She's prolific. She's liturgical. She's everything. She's grounded in the Lord and in the Word, and just amazing person of God. And I'm telling you, I'm just as excited to have her on this show as I know you will too. Praise God. And she does. She's an author. She's got so many things to share with us, and I can't wait. But this week, we also have an exciting show ahead of us as well, because this is a prelude to next week's show. We're going to find out a little bit more, not just about the black church, but black history in general and as it affects to music, praise God, because music soothes a savage beast, and, well, it makes me feel real good too, praise God. Amen. But we're going to start off in song, and then we'll be joined in prayer. But let's listen to this song, and I will explain what this is after you've listened. Enjoy. Man, what a way to start the show. Praise God. That was a song called Lift Every Voice and Sing. And that particular edition was performed by the Harlem Boys Choir. And I'm going to give you some history on that as we commence and open our Black History edition of the Pastor J. Rell Show. Praise God. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be here tonight and to share this most precious moment in time with you, because this is very unique for our ministry. And it makes me very proud as well, as I told you, being who I am. And I think it's so important that we need to know who we are, whose we are, but you also have to know where you come from to kind of help you where you're going. Now, where you come from, excuse me, does not necessarily determine where you're going. But where you come from can be, let's say, a foundation or a formula of where you're going or where you need to be or where you need to get to. Amen? Some of us have come from some rocky paths, and some of us have come from very stable backgrounds. That does not determine who you are going to be, because God already preordained who you are, and every single one of us have been called for an ultimate purpose. But I can tell you, there are some people, and we have a world literally fighting at war right now as we speak. In the Ukraine, there's turmoil. There's turmoil in the Middle East. There's turmoil all over the place. We have gang warfare going on and so many things. But the one thing I learned throughout my life was that my father taught me to always be proud of who I am and not to have any shame. And it's funny, but I mean, the stories that we hear and the legacy that we are following is much, much richer and more important than most people realize. And this is an opportunity for me, not just as a minister, but also as a female and a Black female, to be proud of my legacy. Praise God. Not just the legacy that the Lord has given me, but the legacy of my ancestors. All right, praise God. So we're going to hear a little music, and then we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to start our Black History Month lessons and start moving things along. Amen. This is Kingdom Come by Kirk Franklin and Jill Scott.
Hallelujah. y'all. Tell it up, y'all. Because I know that deliverance is coming in. Through the storm of pain. Hallelujah. It's going to be. Take your pound of peace. That's right, we're going in there. I'm going to wait till. So I'm going to wait.
Because I know that you're going to pull me through. I can hear you telling me.
Yeah. That deliverance is coming in. Can't you see it? I promise you.
Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful day that you've put before us. And Father God, we lift all those up right now who are in battle with each other, battle of minds, battle of spirits, Father God, and battle against government, Father God. We speak peace in your land, Father. We ask that you would reign and continue to reign and show your might, Father God, that when mankind think that they can rule and take over all things, that we need to be reminded that you are God and God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for rising us up this morning, and we look to those who are mourning and grieving because somebody may not have made it this day, or Father God, they are mourning and grieving because someone has gone some time ago and their hearts are still empty and hurting, and we ask that you would fill that void right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, send the Comforter to do what you said he would do and much more. Father, we ask that you bless us as a people, as a nation, as a country, Father God, and as global ambassadors of Christ within this world. Father, go forth with the ministry. Let the Holy Spirit speak on our behalf and give us the words to say so that you would be glorified and lives would be changed and things would be so much better and only you would get the glory. Father God, we ask right now that you bless our guest that's coming on the show tonight and all those affiliated friends, family, neighbors, band members, and performers, Father God, and then you continue to make a way out of nowhere. Lord, we just ask that you allow him to be used and Holy Spirit to be touched, and he can do your bidding in his ministry that you have preordained, and that we can continue to receive the blessing of hearing of his wonderful words, music, and song, and allow us to share it. But right now, Father, we ask that you would take over. We know that the enemy was busy yesterday, but Father, we know that all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And therefore, we look to you now. Take over, and have your way this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I'm going to play a little bit of a favorite song that I enjoy. It always warms my heart, and I think we need to hear this song right now because the world is in so much turmoil right now. It hurts my heart, and I don't want this to be the way it should be. And as we're talking about Black history, we're going to play this because we're also dealing with music, gospel, jazz, you name it. We're introducing it tonight and advising and reminding everybody where it all began. But here's a phenomenal person. You'll hear another song from him throughout the show. But here's one of my favorite songs, and this is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And it is. And we need to make sure that it stays the way it should be. Amen. Praise God. And today, we're dealing with some celebrity birthdays. We've got quite a few celebrity birthdays today. And we missed out on Harry Belafonte. It wasn't Harry Belafonte. Wrong person. It was Smokey Robinson, praise God. His was yesterday. Happy birthday to Smokey Robinson. We want to give a shout-out to those who had a birthday in the last week. He was 74 years young yesterday, singer, songwriter, and producer, Smokey Robinson. He's written so many songs that it says, tell stories for others, but did you know about his story? And the struggles, and the things that he overcame. I think we have all just thought we've had it hard, but I tell you, everyone who came before us have gone through something to try to make it easier for us. Amen? And we keep forgetting things like that, and we need to know that we have to be grateful for the things they've gone through. I had the opportunity of watching the movie The Butler, and on the weekend, and phenomenal movie. But, I mean, it just took my breath away because you start to realize you didn't have to go through a lot of the things some of these people went through. And I'm grateful, amen. We also have some celebrity birthdays today, February the 20th. Ironically enough, this weekend we saw him on the NBA All-Star Weekend. Charles Barkley, he's 51. Rihanna from the wonderful island of Barbados, she's 26 today. My, that little girl is growing up. Sidney Poitier, now there's a man who has broken some barriers when it comes to acting, and he is 87 years old. Amen. And Nancy Wilson. There's a singer, speaking of Motown, Nancy Wilson, 77 years old today. And so there's so many others that I'm sure you know, and many actors and actresses and singers and songwriters. But more importantly, we're excited about your birthday. And I'm sure if you had one, you would be celebrating or planning to celebrate even this weekend, but we like to celebrate with you, and we like to say congratulations and be all excited. So this is for all our birthday people, and of course we can't forget if you're celebrating something like an anniversary, maybe you had a child, or you got a promotion, or you accomplished something, or you graduated. So we're excited for you there too. But this is for our birthday folk. Happy birthday. Congratulations, and may God continue to bless you. Praise God. Let's keep things moving. We've got some more history lessons ahead of us, but I definitely want to make sure we throw in some other things here. I don't want to forget about it. We had a wonderful world. We have an amazing guest coming. But I also want to throw in something else before we get to our announcements, praise God. Before we do, because these guys are actually coming, or they're here, I think, in Toronto, and we've been waiting for a while for them to come back. I got an opportunity to actually spend some time with them back in July. And I'm praying that they're traveled safely, that they're doing well, they're truly blessed. And their concert is at the Sony Center here in Toronto tomorrow night. So we're going to do this song, and this is Baba Yetu by Christopher Tin featuring the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Baba Yetu Yetu Liye Binguni Yetu Yetu Amina Baba Yetu Yetu Liye Mjina La Kweli Tukuzwe
Baba Yetu Yetu
Makosa yetu, hey,
Amen. So, of course, they are here tomorrow night, everybody, in Toronto at the Sony Center for the Arts. Don't forget, you could probably grab some tickets tonight with early bird, and you can get in the early bird code. It is early, A-R-L-Y-B. Okay, moving right along. In April, in Toronto and GTA surrounding area, with bus trip taking place. And it will begin, I believe, in Brampton. I can never see this thing. Let me just up the marker. Here we go. It will be days of fun. It's going to consist of a Tyler Perry play, hotel, and now this is light and salt event. Okay? They always have some amazing things taking place. April 2014, it's last meet new people. This is an event for ladies, men, couples, and those that love to shop. That's right. You want to get your shop on, this is a great opportunity. It is as well in Syracuse, New York, and in New York, on 12th. So cash are anyway as well on all the cash. So all you need is $100 to reserve and one book, hundreds of things. Now, it costs $200 for the room, $205 per person for 3 people in the room, $275 per person for 2 people in the room. Now, you call now, this is the service. Want to get out of the young lady by the person, please give me 339194. Do it well, okay? Sound like I'm moving right along. June 14th, 2014. Another year again, and we got the second year. Okay, so this should be. June, but you can check this event on our page. Then you got me and pray. And that on CCG. That was a person, and look back at Mark 8, good performing intern. So I knew it was also 11 to 12, so again, one question, and then you can go to so you can check that DM at www.odl.com. We also have you. You know, comment on there at your house. it's on your reading. And guess what? You've been about a year. So you all friends are in contact for the beginning of room after. Check it out. Yay, slash power up. Also, we have floating content. We have a workshop. Ministry.org. Alrighty. The Red Wing Wheel Gospel. For 23rd, our wonderful friend and guest. Performing at Boston Crab Theater in Detroit. Our campaign page. Basic help. So we really, really good. And let's support our support. Or I'm going to because they are from South. So now we were outdated and you feel are in Africa.
for many years. And you would have heard more about it when we... went through. It's just unbelievable. Amen. But it's a love song. And it's amazing.
Amen. Amazing grace. And because we're all gifted.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land.
Firstborn dead.
Let my people go.
because the Lord said, go down,
go down,
Moses,
Moses,
way down,
down
in Egypt land, tell old Pharaoh,
let my people go.
Song that got very late on air. It was so much yesterday. But musical. And now we see the and it also works together good. All right. We had a song that we played with Lift National Anthem, the song written out of poem. This is a song mentioned so many others. That is amazing. On my man, but this is
Oh, Jesus, you won't. Blog Talk Radio.
On air again. We've been having some issues here. We had to mess up our show yesterday, and we've been trying to get Marvin Thompson Jr. on air, and we just seem to be having issues with him calling in us, calling him and connecting with him. So I'm not sure what to tell you folks, but just remember he's in concert on the 23rd, check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on our Facebook page, and we will continue with that. But we're going to continue with our history music and our segment there. We're going to play another song that will certainly remind you of some things you know, and then we'll come back with more history. Right now, this is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low.
Problems trying to reach our friend here, but we're going to go. We're going to go into some of our history on the show and get things moving. But we're going to try and keep moving here. All right, we have a couple more things that we need to go through. But we were going through some of the history of some of the songs and the music. But because we're unable to reach our friend Marvin Thompson, we're going to play another song for him called Individuality, and then we'll get right down to our history.
Thank you.
folks. We're having some serious issues again. I don't even want to begin to talk about what's going on. All right, let's just get on with the show. We're going to have to do what we have to do and keep moving. God willing, you can hear me. I have no idea what's going on. We had lots of problems yesterday, as you know. We had to reschedule the show because we couldn't get into the system because of some denial of service issue with Blog Talk Radio. And this is a rescheduled show, and it seems they're still having some technical problems. But God is good, and we're going to keep moving. Amen. I feel really bad that my friend Marvin Thompson could not be with us because we were having so many issues. So let's see what we can do to keep things moving. All right. Now, we have to go through. We went through with Lift Every Voice. We've got some history on some of this stuff. Now it says, in Maya Angelou's 1969 autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, the song is sung by the audience and student at Maya's eighth grade graduation after a white school official dashes the educational aspiration of her class. It's also been performed by many people around the time that it's come through back in 1905. It says here, in 1990, singer Melba Moore released a modern rendition of the song, which she recorded along with others, including R&B artists Stephanie Mills, Anita Baker, Dionne Warwick, Bobby Brown, Stevie Wonder, Jeffrey Osborne, and Howard Hewitt. And our favorite gospel singers here. We've got a couple gospel singers that performed it as well. B.B. and C.C. Winans, we all know them. Take Six, I can imagine how that must sound. And the Clark Sisters, after which Lift Every Voice and Sing was entered into the Congressional Record by Dell, by Walter Fauntleroy. Okay. And in 2008, we also had some things doing as well. All right. Let's see who else. Oh, in 2008, jazz singer Renee Marie was asked to perform the national anthem at a civic event in Denver, Colorado. And she caused some controversy, apparently, by substituting the words Lift Every Voice and Sing into the song. So now we've got the arrangement of the words of Lift Every Voice and Sing and the melody of the Star Spangled Banner became part of the title of the CD release in 2011. And it says, the voice of my beautiful country. I'm not sure what happened there, but it says, on January 20, 2009, Reverend Joseph Lowry was formerly president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he used a near-verbatim reaction of the song, recitation of the song, forgive me, of the song's third stanza to begin his benediction at the inauguration ceremony for President Barack Obama. So you can see it's done its thing many times around the years. Amen? Praise God. All right. Now, we've got some more history info that you would not have known. Now, let's see. Who else did we play? We also did, we want to talk about, where is it? Go Down Moses. Amen. There's a history behind that one as well. Lots of information you didn't realize and didn't know. I'm actually excited about some of this information because I love music. And we know that the Lord has given us wonderful songs for us to enjoy over the years. Now, let's see. I've got it tagged somewhere here. Here we go. Songs of the Underground. Now, let's talk about that. Now, we heard We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder. It is also just called Jacob's Ladder, and it's a spiritual, often used as a Sunday school song, now gospel song or folk song that depicts the biblical story of Jacob's ladder. The spiritual saw a parallel in the ladder steps representing the upcoming exile of the Jews with the tribulations of American slavery. Now, with both to be ended by example of God's covenant to Jacob. Notable recordings of the song include those by Paul Robeson, the Staple Singers, well-known singers, Doris Troy, Pete Seeger, Taj Mahal, Arlo Guthrie, and get this, everybody, Bruce Springsteen. Yep, the regular rock and roll guy himself. Amen. And it is recommended and also listed as one of the well-known songs from the Negro spiritual songs. Amen. There's quite a few. Now, we do have some more names here. Now, that was We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, also known as Jacob's Ladder. Now, here's another song that we played, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and I love this song. Is a historic American Negro spiritual song. The earliest known recording was in 1909 and by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Now, Fisk University is a very well-known historical black university. It is also the anthem of the English rugby team. Okay. In 2002, the Library of Congress honored the song as one of 50 recordings chosen that year to be added to the National Recording Registry. It also included in the list of songs of the century by the Recording Industry Association of America and the National Endowment for the Arts. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot was written by Wallace Willis. I dare you to say that two or three times fast. Wallace Willis. And he's a Choctaw freedman in the old Indian territory in what is now Choctaw County near the county seat of Hugo in Oklahoma, sometime before 1862. He was inspired by the Red River, which reminded him of the Jordan River, and the prophet Elijah being taken to heaven by a chariot. Now, you'll find that scripture at 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. And many sources claim that his song and Steal Away, also composed by Willis, and I know that one, had lyrics that refer to the Underground Railroad, the resistance movement that helped slaves escape from the South to the North and, well, right here in Canada. Alexander Reed, a minister at the Old Spencer Academy Choctaw Boarding School, heard Willis singing these two songs and transcribed the words and melodies. He sent the music to the Jubilee Singers of Fisk University in Nashville. The Jubilee Singers popularized the songs during the tour of the United States and Europe. The song enjoyed a resurgence during the 1960s, during the civil rights struggle and the folk revival. It was performed by a number of artists. Perhaps the most famous performing during this period was Joan Baez. So you see, as much as they're connected to Negro spirituals and freedom, anyone representing freedom seems to have taken on some of these songs, because freedom should not just be for one group of people, but for all of mankind. Amen. Praise God. So Joan Baez, the ultimate hippie, during the legendary 1969 Woodstock Festival. Now, it says Oklahoma Senator Judy Tarr from Tulsa, Oklahoma, proposed a bill nominating Swing Low, Sweet Chariot as the Oklahoma State official gospel song in 2011. Well, isn't that something? The bill was co-sponsored by the Oklahoma State Black Congressional Caucus. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon signed the bill into law on May 5th, 2011, at a ceremony at the Oklahoma Cowboy Hall of Fame, making the song the official Oklahoma State gospel song. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song. I love that song very much. All right, we have some more information coming up here too, but let's take a quick break again. And let's hear some more from the Soweto Gospel Choir, who are here tomorrow and bringing us some love and warmth from South Africa. This is A Place in Heaven. Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's check out what other information we have about our Black history and our Black history moments here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And you're listening live to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Amen. All right, now, we played a few more songs, and I want to give you some update on those. Now, let's take a look at jazz, because we've been talking about Marvin Thompson, who actually is into jazz, and he does gospel jazz, which is really unique and very different, which is a nice sound, something I very much enjoy. Now, jazz is a music genre that originated at the beginning of the 20th century, arguably earlier within the African-American communities of the Southern United States. Now, here's where the historical part comes in. Its roots lie in the combining of African Americans and certain European harmony and form elements with their existing African-based music. Now, who would ever think? It's a combination of African-American Black music and some elements of European music. So it does show that we can all get along in harmony. Amen. Now, it says its African music basis is evident in its use of blue notes, improvisations, polyrhythms, syncopation, and swung notes. So, from its early development until the present day, jazz has also incorporated elements from popular music, especially in its early days from American popular music. As the music has developed and spread around the world, it has, since its early American beginnings, drawn on many different national, regional, and local musical cultures, giving rise to many distinctive styles. New Orleans jazz, dating from the early 1910s, big band swing, Kansas City jazz, and gypsy jazz from the 1930s and the 1940s. Here we go, bebop. Yeah, it's different. From the 1940s on down through Afro-Cuban jazz, West Coast jazz, ska jazz. I didn't realize there were so many different versions of it. Indo jazz, avant-garde jazz, soul jazz, modal jazz, chamber jazz, free jazz, and Latin jazz in various forms. Now, it's even got smooth jazz, jazz fusion, jazz rock, jazz funk, loft jazz, punk jazz, acid jazz, ethno jazz. I like that one. It even has jazz rap. That's right, people. And cyber jazz, M-bass, new jazz, and other ways of playing the music. Now, remember we were talking about Louis Armstrong? This is why we're talking about Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong, one of the most famous musicians in jazz, said to Bing Crosby on the latter's radio show, swing, well, we used to call it syncopation. Then they called it ragtime, then blues, then jazz. Now it's swing. White folks, y'all, show is a mess. Praise God. And in 1988, interview trombonist J.J. Johnson and jazz said, jazz is restless, it won't stay put, and it never will. Amen. Praise God. I love that. I love the ragtime. I got to actually see a movie or a play called Ragtime, both of them actually. Praise God. So that was good. We're just kind of moving along here. We're going to have to keep going here. We're just getting into information from our friend Marvin Thompson. I guess he must have clicked in when we said jazz. Praise God. All right. Now, we do have some more little hot topics here. I'm loving this because I love music and I love history. And what kind of history can you not like, especially Black history for Black History Month? Amen. All right, so we're just moving along here. Let's see what else. We had so many other things we want to share, and we played some other music for you, too. So now we want to talk about songs of the Underground Railroad. Songs associated with the Underground Railroad demonstrate that music has always been important in the heritage of African-American people. The music can relay a story or bring people together in common cause. In the slave era, songs may have conveyed coded meanings to help bring the slaves to freedom. Such claims of coded messages in slave songs are popular and persistent, but the evidence is often muddled, and the claims have been challenged by recent scholarship. Now, it says one reportedly coded song of the Underground Railroad is a song called Follow the Drinking Gourd. The song's title is said to refer to the star formation known as the Big Dipper. The pointer stars of the Big Dipper align with the North Star. In this song, the repeated line, follow the drinking gourd, is thus often interpreted as instructions to escaping slaves to travel north by following the North Star, leading them to the northern states and, well, Canada. And freedom. Now the song basically it's also encodes escape instructions on a map from Mobile, Alabama, up the Tombigbee River. I like that Tombigbee River. I like that. Over the divide to the Tennessee River, then downriver to where the Tennessee and Ohio rivers meet in Kentucky. Now it says another one that is reported got a secret meaning is "Now Let Me Fly," which refers to the biblical story of Ezekiel's wheel. The song talks mostly of a promised land. The song might have boosted the morale and the spirit of the slaves, giving them hope that there was a place waiting that was better than where they were. The song "Go Down Moses," remember we played that and we had Louis Armstrong's version, so I mixed both today, the jazz and the element of black history and gospel all in one song, is another spiritual song that depicts the biblical story of Moses. The Exodus story of Moses leading his people to freedom is believed by some to be coded reference to the conductors of the Underground Railroad. The oppressor in the song is the Pharaoh, but real life, the oppressor would have been the slave owner. Music has its place in history, many believe, by helping thousands of slaves escape a life of slavery and oppression. Music is still of great importance in the religion of African Americans today, as it was in telling of freedom. Now, here's a name that you need to know. Frederick Douglass was an escaped slave, and I believe, here, we got to make sure I get this right, and an abolitionist author. In his 19th century autobiography, narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, he gives examples of how the songs sung by slaves had multiple meanings. His examples are sometimes quoted to support the claim of coded slave songs, but they do not illustrate clear use of songs as coded messages for escaping slaves. Douglass similarly offers interesting comments, but not clear in evidence, in the bondage and freedom a keen observer might have detected in his repeated singing of "O Canaan, sweet Canaan, I am bound for the land of Canaan. Something more than a hope of reaching heaven. We meant to reach the north, and the north was our Canaan. I thought I heard them say, there were lions in the way. I don't expect to stay much longer here." Was a favorite air and had a double meaning. In the lips of some, it meant the expectation of speedy summons to a world of spirits. But in the lips of our company, it simply meant a speedy pilgrimage toward free state and deliverance from all the evils and dangers of slavery. Amen. And it's sad that I would even have to use that terminology because, as we know, slavery still exists today. It may not be African Americans. It's all sorts of cultures and all sorts of nations. And I had posted something about a horse tied to a little tiny lawn chair, very, very light lawn chair, that if a little bit of gust of wind, barely anything, would have blown, the chair would have moved, but the horse was tied to it. And you know what it says? It says, believe it or not, that basically sometimes it's your state of mind, amen? And we tend to think that we're more tied down than we should be. But sometimes freedom is more in our heads than a physical thing. Amen? Because this poor horse could have just kind of walked away and didn't even know. It says, sometimes the chains that prevent us from being free are more mental than physical. I love that. I love that. I love that. I'm going to post that on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page because I think we need to really think of that. Sometimes we're freer than we realize and we enslave ourselves. I remember Bob Marley sang a song, "Free Yourselves from Mental Slavery." Amen. You have to emancipate yourself. Amen. And so for all those who are not free and still struggling with something, they truly, 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 we pray that God would continue to keep an eye on them and bless them. And we are all meant to be free. Because it says, who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Thank you for joining us on our special segment. We can't wait to speak with you until next week when you get to hear and have the opportunity of hearing from Presiding Elder Anne Henning Byfield, and she's got some amazing information to tell us. So God bless you, God keep you, and may your mind set you free and let your heart follow in Jesus' name. Don't forget to go check out all the events, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. But for now, I bid you good night, and this is the Waito Gospel Choir.
Tonight, tonight, tonight. understand.